Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish warplanes have attacked pro-Syrian government forces in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin, killing at least 36 fighters. Syrian Democratic Forces, a militia alliance led by the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, confirmed the airstrikes. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group. China has warned about the impact on global trading if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canada and EU also took exception with the tariffs. We get more now from national correspondent Jim Malone.
The president roiled financial markets by announcing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum, a move that drew criticism from both parties.
So we're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Turmoil is nothing new to the Trump White House and is likely a factor in his historically low poll ratings. But Trump is used to being an underdog. The turmoil also extended to the White House staff, where longtime aide Hope Hicks announced she's resigning. There was also growing speculation about the future of Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Burkina Faso's president urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military, coming a day after an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy and culture center, plus the military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou. The Group for Support of Islam and Muslims claimed responsibility for the attacks in a message cited by Mauritania's Al-Akhbar news agency. This is VOA.